Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. This episode's title is /RB Mystery. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
The Cisco Kid. Come ride with Pancho and me on this exciting adventure, which we have called Twin Desperados. May and Ann Stone were identical twins. They dressed in exactly the same manner, and the sorrel horses each rode were perfectly matched. They might have remained on the wrong side of the law had it not been for the fact that one day their paths crossed that of Pancho and myself. There was a rapid drumming of horses' hoofs on the hard earth as Ann Stone raced toward the camp where her sister May was waiting.
May? May, where are you?
Oh, oh boy.
Ann?
Oh. Over here.
Hurry. Come on, boy.
Move.
Did you get what you went after?
Whoa there, boy.
I got the money from the mine, all right. It's here in my saddlebags.
Good.
Also, there's a posse close on the trail.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, I know. This is where our being twin sisters comes in mighty handy.
Well, I've got the makings for a fire prepared. I'll put a match to it so that posse will be sure to find me.
Meet you later at the hideout, May.
Get up, boy.
Yeah.
See you later, Ann. That fire started. Those matches. There it goes. Nice big blaze, so those fish will be sure to take their bait. Wish I didn't get that started any too soon.
Boys, I know that gal rode in among these trees. Over there! Smoke! Follow me, man! Yeah! Ho! All right. You stay where you are, young woman, and don't try to go for your gun.
Why would I go for my gun?
Because of the money you stole from the blind man mine.
Money I stole from the blind man mine?
That's right. Where is it?
I don't know what you're talking about, Sheriff.
You don't pull the wool over my eyes with pretending to be camped out here, gal.
Oh, what do you mean, pretending? How dare you accuse me of robbing a mine? I've been camped here since yesterday.
Where's your horse?
Over there, tethered to that tree. That horse hasn't been ridden since yesterday either.
I'll see for myself. Hey, nary a trace of sweat mark on this guy. Let's have a look at your gun.
Here it is. See for yourself. It hasn't been fired.
All right. So this gun hasn't been fired. Where's the one you used when you shot at me and this posse?
Sheriff, you talk like you've been eating loco weed. If you think you can prove anything against me, go ahead and arrest me. Otherwise, get your men and yourself out of my camp.
We're leaving, all right. And you're going with us, tied like a doggie, ready for Brandon. And if you don't come up with that mine money, you'll stay in the calaboose till you rot.
Wilton, not far ahead, huh, Cisco?
Only a few more miles to go, Pancho. We can see the town from the top of that knoll.
With all the boulders on top of that knoll, we not see nothing but rocks.
Well, come on, let us have a look, Pancho. I'll race you up the path.
Well, a race, huh? Pancho got to have time to think about that. All right, Pancho, do it. Go, 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 go!
Up here, here! That is taking unfair advantage, Pancho.
No, Cisco, Pancho, just think fast. Faster, loco, faster, faster!
Look out for the gopher horns, Chico.
Oh, slow down, loco. Oh, 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 look out for the gopher horns.
Yeah.
Cisco, you look out, too.
Hold on. Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Slow down, loco. Hold on. Oh, 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 oh.
Well, what about the race, Pancho?
The race? But the gopher holes, Cisco, you say the gopher...
I did not say there were gopher holes, Pancho. I just asked you to look out for gopher holes.
Oh, that's not a fair race. You tell Pancho to look out for the gopher holes just because Pancho winning. And just because Pancho think fast and get the head start. Pancho thinks he's going to think faster than Pancho thinks. Go for holes. You sure fooled Pancho these times, Cisco.
Well, I am glad you are not angry with me, Chico. Hey, Pancho, over there, down the road. Dos hombres.
Oh, where is Cisco? Oh, madre mía, that one hombre, he got the badge. That is sheriff and a posse, and they're bringing a prisoner to town.
Right.
Take a look at that prisoner, Chico.
Santos. He a senorita. A Pancho means she a prisoner. A Pancho means... Pancho... Oh, that awful terrible.
Her hands are tied behind her.
Si.
There is no excuse to treat a senorita that way, no matter what she has done.
Oh, when Cisco talk like that, Pancho knows Cisco going to do something about it.
Here, amigo. We are going to do something about it.
Oh, here it go again. New troubles with a new sheriff. Well, what are we going to do this time to wind up behind the bars?
I do not intend to break the law. Come with me. That sheriff and his hombres will not see us from behind this boulder.
Well, what do we do now?
Get up. Here they come.
Oh, that is pretty, senorita, Pancho, think.
As soon as the sheriff and the posse get a little closer, I'll drop a few bullets in front of them.
Oh, that stopped them all right. The path below these rocks too narrow for them to go any place.
A couple of gunshots at the feet of that sheriff's horse. A couple more back of the last member of the posse.
Oh, they stopped. They don't know where those gunshots come from.
Keep your hands away from your holsters.
You blasted varmints! You, up in them rocks! Who the blazes are you? What do you mean by shooting at the sheriff?
Untie that senorita, senor sheriff.
You realize you're talking to the law? She's my prisoner.
There is no reason to tie her hands behind her. One of you hombres, cut those ropes.
Cisco, the sheriff, he go.
Ah, my hands!
You shoot the gun from his hands, Cisco Bueno.
Oh, Cisco kicks the road agent who's been stealing the money from the blind man mine.
Pancho, sorry, Pancho, say your name, Cisco. Now that sheriff think you the bandito.
This is not the time to try to change his mind, Pancho. Cut the rope to tie the hands of that senorita, or this gun of mine will talk again.
Aye, Cisco. But there'll be a day of reckoning. You can bet on that.
Andre!
Go ahead, Sam. Let me get her loose. We know all we need now.
Thanks, Cisco. I know you're sharp and tight. Thanks a lot.
What that senorita mean, Cisco? She talk like we know her all the time.
I know. I wonder why.
All right, Cap. You're free now. But you ain't going to stay that way long. We'll catch up with you again.
Get up.
Andale, Pancho. Get on your horse and follow that senorita. If you lose her, we will never get to the bottom of this trouble and clear ourselves of that sheriff.
Oh, Pancho, hurry, Cisco.
You got all the aces and kings on your side now, Cisco. But the next time we meet, it'll be a different deck, and you'll hold aces and eights. A dead man's hand.
Oh, boy. It wasn't easy as you make it sound.
Well, what do you mean, May?
That sheriff wasn't thoroughly convinced about our switching identities.
Oh, he couldn't prove anything on you. Your horse was proof enough that you hadn't been out of camp.
No, but he still didn't believe me. He had me tied and was taking me back to the jail in town.
How'd you get loose?
Well, you'll never guess who came to my rescue and ambushed the sheriff and his posse.
Well, who? Who was it?
The Cisco Kid.
The Cisco Kid? Well, why should he help you?
I don't know. I've never been able to figure out what to believe in all the stories we've heard about him.
Well, do you suppose he's heard about our robbing the mine and wants a cut of the money?
That could be it, Ann. If it is, I fixed Mr. Cisco's kid.
Well, what did you do?
Well, before I rode away from the posse, I led them to believe Cisco was in cahoots with me.
Well, how'd you do that?
By what I said to Cisco, Ann. Listen, there's a little fat hombre following me. He ought to be here any minute now.
Well, who's he, May?
He may be riding with a Cisco kid. He began following me right after I got away from the posse.
Well, then you keep on going, May. I'll throw him off your trail, same as you threw the sheriff off mine.
Steady, boy. What'd you do with the money you got from the mine?
Hid it in the cave with the other money we've taken from the blind man mine.
Good. Didn't get mad at any too soon. Sounds like that hombre who followed me is close.
Well, get going. I'll meet you at San Pablo, May.
See you there, Ann. Good boy. Get.
Now, Mr. Fat Little Hombre who's been following May, you're in for a big surprise. So as I get this gun out of my holster.
Oh, this way, loco. This way, senorita. Oh, hold up, slow down. Hola, senorita.
Stop where you are.
Ay, Pancho Sombrero. Hold up, hold up. What for you do that, senorita? Why you shoot Pancho Sombrero off Pancho's head? That's not a nice thing to do to Pancho after Cisco help you escape from that posse.
Cisco? What are you talking about?
The Cisco kid. Cisco made the sheriff cut the ropes or tie your hands and let you go free. And Pancho the compañero to Cisco. And Pancho follow you. And now you shoot Pancho Sombrero.
Now look here, Pancho, or whatever your name is.
I was never caught by any posse, nor were my hands tied, nor do I know what you're jawing about. You must be Plum Loco.
Oh, no, Pancho not Loco. Loco over there, Loco de Caballo, what Pancho ride on when Pancho chase you.
Use your eyes, hombre. Huh? Does that horse of mine look like he's been ridden in the past few hours?
But Pancho see you with his own eyes. No, your horse not look like he have the hard ride. Oh, how that could be? Pancho follow you all the time and Pancho see you ride to this place.
Well, I couldn't have been riding toward here when I've been camped here all the time now, could I?
No. Pancho not know what to think. Pancho wish Cisco was here.
Then you get back on that horse of yours and stop bothering me. And you can tell that Cisco kid friend of yours to stay away from me, too.
Well, you talk that way about Cisco after Cisco saved you from that sheriff?
Once and for all, get it straight. Cisco did not save me from a sheriff. And he'll need a sheriff to save him if he comes after me. Because I won't stop with shooting off his hat. I'll shoot him.
Whoa, 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 there. Hey, Jack. Jack Davis.
Come in, Sheriff Oliver. I heard you right up. What's the trouble?
Well, you can forget about getting any of that money back that's been stolen from the mine.
Forget about it? Why?
Because of the varmint that's behind them robberies.
Who is it, Sheriff?
The Cisco Kid.
The Cisco Kid, huh? But the girl who held me up...
I took her prisoner. Was bringing her back to Wilton when Cisco showed his hand for the first time. Made me release her.
Made you release her? With a posse backing you?
Well, you couldn't have done no different. He bushwhacked me in the posse. He'd have gunned me down if I hadn't let the girl go.
Tolliver, when I made you sheriff of this county, I told you I wanted me and this mine kept free from any trouble.
When you made me sheriff... Now, look here, Davis. You gave me money to campaign for sheriff after I closed my eyes and pretended I didn't know how you got this mine.
All right, Sheriff Tolliver. No need for us to get angry and raise our voices. Now, Cisco's in on this deal. We've got a more serious problem than we thought.
Well, don't you think I know that?
I figured the girl must be some relative to Jeremy Stone. And that she either knew or guessed how I got the blind man mine away from him.
Well, seeing as how this is the only mine she's robbed, it ain't hard to figure.
What bothers me is that Cisco may be able to prove what the girl suspects.
If Cisco can prove you killed Jeremy Stone and I helped you get rid of the body, you ain't gonna be a mine owner no more.
And you won't be a sheriff no more either. There was only some way you could trap Cisco. We could get rid of him the same way we got rid of Jeremy Stone.
Nah, not quite. Jeremy Stone was blind. Cisco can see.
He sure can. And lucky for us.
What do you mean, lucky for us?
Look out the window.
Well, I'll be a ring-tailed ragoon. It's a Cisco kid riding toward the office. I'll drop him out of that saddle before he gets here.
I'll wait. Let's hear what he has to say. We'll find out how much he knows.
Yeah, but he wouldn't ride up this way unless he knows everything.
Don't worry. He won't leave here alive. Come away from the window, Sheriff.
I'm going to hide behind the door so Cisco won't see me when he opens it. Then I'll...
Put your gun back in your holster. And stand out here in plain sight. You won't fool Cisco with a trick as old as that.
Well, you got a better idea?
Yeah. My gun's in my hand under this desk. It's aimed at the middle of Cisco's shirt when he gets here.
Shh. Here he comes now.
Then you're Sheriff.
What do you want, Cisco?
Oh, then you know me, Sheriff?
This is Sheriff Tolliver. I'm Jack Davis, owner of the Blind Man Mine.
You bet I know you, Cisco. I saw you before up in Phoenix. And I heard your voice earlier today from behind those rocks.
That is why I am here, Sheriff Tolliver. I interfered with you and your prisoner because she was being treated so roughly.
Tell that to some jayhawker. Davis and me both know why you're really here.
You mean there can be some other reason for my being here besides the prisoner I helped escape?
Jeremy Stone is dead, Cisco, and you're gonna be.
Get him, Jack, now! Try again, Obi! Spot the gun at the desk as soon as I came in. Get him, Tolliver, get him, Jack! Hey!
It's the second time today I've had to shoot the gun out of your hand, Sheriff. You should know better than to try to draw on me.
You'll never get out of this mining camp alive, Cisco. My men heard those gunshots. They'll be here pronto.
Now, both of you coyotes, listen to me. I came here to surrender myself to the sheriff for helping a prisoner escape. I was going to explain why I did it. I never heard of Jeremy Stone before you told me about him.
What are you saying? You mean it...
That is right, Sheriff. And what you said leads me to believe you and these other maverick had a hand in the death of Jeremy Stone, whoever he was.
That information will do you no good, Cisco. You won't leave the blind man mine alive.
That is what you say, Coyote. I will leave here and return to see that both of you spend the rest of your lives behind bars. You can depend on it.
Oliver, get your gun. Get Cisco.
What are you standing there for? Do the same. Get Cisco. Kill him.
The whole story, Cisco, that senorita says she shoots you down if you come after her. Very bad thing to say after Cisco helped that senorita.
I do not blame her, Pancho. After what I witnessed with the sheriff and that mine owner, I would like to know more of the senorita's side before I condemn her.
Oh, you think we find that senorita the way we're going now?
You say you backtracked from the place you met that senorita to meet me?
Si, from the place where Pancho catch up with the senorita. Only like Pancho tell you, she says she's camping there all the time. She not ride her horse.
Yes, I know. You also told me the horse had not been ridden. We will solve that mystery after we find the senorita and her horse.
Oh, Pancho knows Cisco do it. What this new place we head for?
The nearest watering spot from the place you met that senorita. They will be at San Pablo. In this country, one cannot travel without water, and my guess is that is where we will find her.
We almost there, no?
Si. On the other side of the Santa Rosa Wash, and among those rocks is the water hole.
Oh, then when we get to the other side of the wash, it better we dismount and walk so that Senorita not hear the horses' hoofs. Is she there, huh?
Andale, Pancho. Over to hand this rock. Okay, keep up.
Go. Why, Cisco?
Move, pronto. Bueno, this rock will hide us. Hold there. Hold on.
Why we hide, Cisco?
Did you not see those horses coming out of the wash?
No, Pancho not see them.
I hope the riders of those horses did not see us. One of them was the senorita I helped escape from the sheriff.
And the other?
Though I do not like to say it, she also looked like the senorita who was the sheriff's prisoner.
What you say? Pancho think you say...
I did.
Quieto. Those two senoritas, they pass right alongside this rock. We get a good look at them now, Cisco. It's not you.
You shouldn't have taken a shot at him, man. After all, Cisco did help me get away from Sheriff Tolliver.
Well, I'm taking no chances, May. I don't trust the Cisco kid any more than I trust Jack Davis.
I'm afraid you will have to trust the Cisco kid, senoritas.
Whoa, Devil.
Senoritas. This gun of mine should caution you to keep your hands away from your horses.
Cisco, those two senoritas, they the exact same image each of the other.
Twin sisters. And almost identical horses. I should have known it when Pancho said the horse he had been following was not ridden all day.
That's right, Cisco. My sister and I kept the fact we're twins a secret so we could alibi for each other.
But which sister, the one what Cisco free from the posse, and which the one what shoot off Pancho's sombrero, huh?
I shot your hat off your head, Pancho.
Oh.
And I'm the one you rescued from the sheriff, Cisco. Thanks.
See, but Pancho still not know which one is which.
Why are you two wanted by the sheriff? Did you really steal the money from the mine?
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
Now, which of you should I believe?
Well, why should we tell you anything?
Because I think I can help you, and you can help me.
What do you want? A cut of the money we took?
No. I want you to tell me about Jeremy Stone. What do you know about him?
Jeremy Stone?
Where'd you hear his name?
From Sheriff Tolliver and Jack Davis. I think they may have had a hand in his death.
Well, he can prove they did, Cisco.
Only that... proof's never done us any good.
Why not?
No need for my gun, senoritas, if we are going to work together.
I'm sorry we didn't trust you. I'm May Stone.
And I'm Ann Stone. Jeremy Stone was our father.
We were with our mother back in San Angelo when Dad found the blind man mine. While working it, he was blinded.
So that's how we get the name, huh?
Yes. Both Davis and Tolliver worked for Dad. He suspected them and wrote that if anything happened to him, those two were responsible.
Only he never told us he'd been blinded. He never told them he had a family. He was afraid the sidewinders who were after the mine had hurt us.
If your proof can convict those Coyotes, why have you not gone to the law?
What law? Sheriff Tolliver?
I see what you mean.
And that's why we kept robbing the blind man mine. We were just taking money that really belonged to us.
Well, they're not really being the bandido at all, Cisco.
Senorita Ann and Senorita Mame, you are going to get the chance to use that proof against Davis and the sheriff.
Well, they've got to be captured first.
Oh, that's what Cisco do. He captured them.
Si. With help from both of you, senoritas.
What do you want us to do?
Those two Coyotes do not know you are twins, right?
far as I know, they don't. I'm sure they don't.
Bueno. One of you act as a decoy to lead them away from the mine.
I'll do it, Cisco.
All right, Senorita Ann. And you, Senorita May, be at the place on the trail where I first saw you when I stopped the sheriff and his posse.
I'll be there, Cisco. The cave where we hid the money we took from the mines nearby. Ann can hide there.
And after Tolliver and Davis have searched the wire for you, Senorita Ann, let them see you, Senorita May. Then you lead them along the trail under the rocks where Poncho and I will be waiting.
Oh, when they come riding along under those rocks, it'd be their last ride.
Not quite. Their last ride will be the one to the jail to pay for their crimes.
Senorita Ann and Senorita May, they both do like you tell them, Cisco.
Si, here comes Senorita May.
Davis and Tolliver are close on my heels, Cisco.
Oh, bueno, they be here any minute. Which one Poncho should jump down on, huh?
We will see. Leave them both to me. They are riding stirrup to stirrup.
You can't be far ahead, Tolliver.
This is the end of the ride for you both, fellas.
It's Cisco. Where did he come from?
What's more important? Where you are going. Up on your feet, Sheriff. And then down at Dennis.
You won't find me as easy a mark as the sheriff.
That remains to be seen. See?
Oh, they see all right, Cisco. Poncho mean they not can see. They both knocked out.
Come on down, Poncho, and help me tie them up. Then we will start them on their last ride to prison.
Cisco.
Si, Poncho.
Poncho feel better now that those mavericks, they in the jail. And the twin senoritas, they get back their mind back.
Si. Si. Now they can admit they are twins and live in Wilton.
Si. You know, Cisco, Poncho live in Wilton one time.
You did? When was that?
When Poncho was twins.
When you were twins? You were twins?
Si. And Poncho able to prove it. To be twins, Poncho got to be two, no?
Si, Chico. Twins means two.
Si. Then Poncho got the proof. Poncho got the picture taken in Wilton when Poncho was two.
Oh, Poncho!
Oh, Zico.
Happy Apple!
Kid returns next week with another thrilling adventure. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.